After weeks of twists and turns, Burlington City Councilors made their final decision on which of four bidders will buy the city's cable and broadband provider. Monday's marathon meeting lasted into the early morning hours. In 2009, it was revealed that Burlington Telecom, the city-owned telecommunications utility, had spent $17 million in taxpayer money without authorization for operations costs. A settlement with Citibank and other entities required that Burlington Telecom be sold. 2 weeks ago, the council failed to choose between two finalists and decided to return two previous bidders to consideration. The council on Monday held an early work session to allow councilors to quiz the bidders. The duration was spent examining returned bidders ZRF and Schurz Communications. ZRF founder Faisal Nizer explained that the two companies had submitted a letter of intent based on a partnership with ZRF, the dominant partner.
We had the same vision. There were aspects in our proposal which Schurz became part of our vision, and that is how the tech development, community development, and how would I say the two plans work very well together.
In an effort to keep on schedule, Council President Jane Nodell closed the work session and opened the regular session. After routine business, public comment was taken. While some spoke about local control or fears a corporate owner would sell Burlington Telecom again in a few years, the key theme that emerged was net neutrality concerns. Resident Richard Bragg said the federal rollback of net neutrality must be considered during the sale.
Have you thought about that, really? This is a complete uncertainty that we're heading into here. The only stability that we'll have, any voice that we'll have, is to have it in a cooperative.
Thank you. Lynn Martin.
We need to consider the current political climate and understand that net neutrality may fall nationally. Probably will. If net neutrality is lost, Burlington Telecom will become even more valuable to those who might want to sell it off.
Following just over an hour of public comment and other items of city business, the council turned its attention to selecting a final buyer. A short recess was intended, but it stretched on, and President Nodell apologized, noting members were exploring different options. The panel discussed and eventually approved the voting process. Then another lengthy recess occurred. When the council reconvened, the representatives from Schurz and ZRF were brought back. President Todd Schurz explained that the two companies had modified their bid.
We're coming back with still a partnership between us, but our partnership is switched. What we're proposing is basically taking elements out of Schurz's last LOI and melding them with the LOI that you received from us Monday of last week and the updated one today. So it would be the old Schurz price of $30.8 million, all the elements of the ZRF bid. It would be Schurz as the owner.
The revised proposal confused, pleased, and angered councilors. Ward 7 Democrat Progressive Ali Jang wanted clarification before any vote was taken.
This is a question for the attorney. When were the LOIs due?
Last Monday at 9 a.m.
And today we are 1 week after, and it sounds like this is a total new LOI presenting to us.
Councilor Tracy?
We came into this meeting thinking that we were going to be debating one LOI, and midstream, out of the view of the public, we got a completely different LOI that was negotiated out there in the hall, out of public view. I haven't even had a chance to look at it in any way. It's just a slap in the face to the public process that's happened here.
Councilor Wright?
I'm excited as hell about this change. I think it gives us the best of both worlds in this, and I hope that we have found the sweet spot with a proposal that a majority of the council can, once and for all, get behind and move us forward.
By 1 a.m., the mayor and councilors had the revised LOI. Mayor Merle Weinberger said it was the most challenging decision brought before the council in his 5.5 years leading the city.
I know everyone sitting here at this table has worked extremely hard on
this issue and has had the interest at Burlington in mind and trying to bring this to as good a resolution as possible. And as painful as this process has been, the bids have gotten substantially better over the last couple months.
Councilors voted in two rounds. In the first, they eliminated the highest bidder, Ting. The next vote eliminated the local co-op, KBTL, Keep Burlington Telecom Local, to choose the Shures ZRF partnership.
2 for KBTL and 8 for Shures.
So the final vote is for Shures as the party to move forward.
The mayor must approve the choice and then forward it to the Vermont Public Utility Commission for review. Audio of the City Council meeting is courtesy of the live web stream from Channel 17, Town Meeting Television. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.